Today on Real Radio.
According to scriptures, we are to have our kids to be believers and our kids are to marry believers. It's rough enough, but the scripture says, do not be unequally yoked together. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? And so when your son says, Mom, Dad, I think she's the one. The Lord has shown me these scriptures. I think she's the one. Stay involved in their lives, but Mom and Dad, don't withhold them. Well, you know, I don't know. You're only 35. I don't know. Watch out. You got to give your kids to the Lord.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days are freely. Give you my praise. My heart is in your hands. Let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series called Life and the Bible. It's a topical series that explores those passages of Scripture that guide us believers in practical and godly living. Our current mini-series on parenting has proved to be quite valuable, and as we've seen so far, Scripture contains much more material on this than most realize. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs continuing in Being a Christian While Being a Parent.
A child comes into the world and they're like a blank book, and you write on them what you say to them, what you do to them, what you guys experience. Their mind and their soul and their spirit is being imprinted with emotion, pictures, thoughts. Just that smell, as I could smell the hyssop of my Bible from that trip. I told you before, growing up as a kid, my dad, I remember hanging onto my dad's hand as a little kid and smelling his forearms. And whatever he used for soap, if I smell that smell today, it reminds me instantly of where I was at, how little I was in San Diego, of my hanging onto my dad's arm. What about you? Take a smell of something. Or have you heard a song? Immediately. You know how your brain goes back to that place like that? Man, as a parent, we get to instill that kind of stuff in our kids every day. It's awesome. A God-centric worldview we are placing into our children. Tremendous things. Number 8 is this: a Christian parent surrenders their child to God. Mom and Dad, listen up. This is not going to be comfortable for some of you. A Christian parent must surrender their child to God. Sooner or later, you're going to have to surrender your kid to God. Sometimes, I spoke at our ministry on Monday night here, Seasons of Grief. And you go around that room, you ask people, you find out from people that what is it that they're grieving, what loss is it in their life. This ministry is for those who have lost someone dear to them. And you know, in that room, it's husbands they've lost, wives. Some of them have lost their life partner. Husband married almost 50 years, you know. How do you continue on? And then you come around the room, oh, it's our daughter. We buried our daughter 12 years ago. That shouldn't happen. You shouldn't have to bury your kid. But it happens. It doesn't have to be through death. In most cases, parents, we have to learn to surrender our kids to God. When Ashley was 8 months old, she got sick. Lisa took her to the doctor's office in Anaheim. She got a shot. We had no idea that our youngest daughter is allergic to much or many forms of antibiotics. They can kill her. She has a very rare form of a disorder called Stevens-Johnson's syndrome. You get a certain antibiotic in you to kill you. And she started to react so fast, Lisa rushed her to the hospital rushed her to St. Joseph's to St. Jude's in a pediatric critical care unit. She was all by herself. She is quarantined, 8 months old. And the doctor, the pediatric hematologist came out. They said, listen, her blood's infected and she has about a 50% chance to live. You know what you do at that moment as a Christian? You go down to the cafeteria and you sit down there with your wife, and your wife sits down with me, the husband. Lisa and I sit down together, and you know what? You're overwhelmed. And it is the most fantastic moment when you are reminded that you did not create this child. God did. He brought her into the world, and you are faced with this immediate, unrelenting demand of God. She's mine, let her go. Abraham did that with Isaac on the altar, didn't he? He's mine. Your child belongs to God. And I remember Lisa and I were praying and we just relinquished. Okay, Lord, you're right. She's yours. And I remember, I'll never forget, we're in the cafeteria, it was a Saturday. And by the way, back then, Pastor Chuck Smith did about 4 weddings a day on a Saturday at Calvary Chapel. Lisa and I were sitting there, and we looked up, and Chuck Smith was walking by heading out of the hospital. He's supposed to be doing weddings on Saturday. Pastor Chuck! Pastor Chuck! What are you doing? What are you doing here? Ashley, he says, I know. I know Ashley's here. I was just up with her in her room. And he said, I prayed for her, and he goes, I think she's going to be fine. Now, he doesn't say things like that. He said, I just think she's going to be fine. Well, that word didn't come to us from Pastor Chuck until we had given her up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mom and Dad, do you hear what I'm saying? You see, Jack, it doesn't relate to what I'm talking about because my kids are about ready to go to college or get married or they're just at home. Listen, you're going to have to give them up. In some way, shape, or form, you got to give them up. The Bible says that in 1 Samuel chapter 1. You can read that chapter in detail later, but Hannah got pregnant, remember? Remember she couldn't get pregnant? Then she got pregnant. She cried out to the Lord, I want a baby. She didn't have a baby. She couldn't get pregnant. Then God said, I'm in control here. I'll open that womb when I want to, and I'll close it when I want to. And God, the Bible says, opened her womb, and she got pregnant, and she said, Lord, I dedicate this child to you. This is your baby. When that baby comes out, this is your baby. And when Samuel popped out, she said, Lord, this is your baby. And Samuel grew up to be a prophet and a kingmaker for the nation of Israel. Hannah gave him up before he ever came out. Are you pregnant tonight? Are you adopting? Are you in the process? Dedicate that child now to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's one verse that will take the entire rest of your life and mine combined. Trust in the Lord with all your heart versus lean not or lean on your understanding. That's trouble. Trust in God or lean on yourself? No, God says, look, trust in me and don't lean on yourself. You can't lean on yourself and trust God at the same time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. We teach our kids to be, listen, Christians, we teach our kids to be dependent upon God and independent from anyone else, including mom and dad. Hear me out. You are their parent and you will always be their parent. But part of the parent's job, as I said last week, is to not be their best friend. You are to be their parent. You are the authority of their life from the day go until the end. And that's death. And you're to have a very special place. And you lead them and guide them and steer them. All the while, a parent's goal is to breed into their child a sense of independence from man, including parents, and a dependence upon God. It would be wrong for you to teach them an independence from man without a dependence upon God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Boy, it's quiet in here. Don't lean on people, son. Lean on the Lord. Son, daughter, people will let you down. I'm not freaking you out. I'm not blowing your mind. I'm just going to tell you, people with the best intentions are going to let you down. That's just part of humanity. But God will never let you down. Teach them that. Instill that within them over and over again. Number 9, a Christian parent never retires from parenting. I said parenting, not parroting. Oh, what do you want for breakfast? What do you want? No, parenting, not parenting. Mommy, I want this. You know, you see some homes and the kids is, I want this now. What do you want now? Like you're a parrot. You're a parent, not a parrot. You're the parent. And the kid is to not tell you to take the trash out. Hey, Mom, the trash is getting pretty full there. You ought to be thinking about taking it out. No, that's what you do. Until you leave here, you're the trash man of the house. I'm dead serious. How do you think they're ever going to have their own home? Oh, we want to have our own home. What is? Can Dad come over and mow our lawn? Are you kidding me? You get Junior out there, and I don't know how to start the lawnmower. He needs to learn how to start the lawnmower. They need to learn how to save money. And we'll never retire from that. Your kids still call you, hey, Dad. You know, they might be 40, 50 years old. They're calling you up, Dad, what do you think I should do about this thing? Well, tell me about it. Did you pray about it? What's the Lord telling you to do? Third question. Let's talk about it. Tell me about it. Did you talk to God about it? Let's talk about it. Parenting, you never retire from that, no matter how old you get. You'll always be their parent. That's a cool thing. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to words of knowledge. This is if you want to live on your own and have a normal, awesome life. Apply your heart to instruction instead of handouts and your ears to the words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from your child. If you punish him with the switch or the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. So what does that say? Before I answer what that says, our culture has become so godless and so perverse and so Bible-less that parents don't know how to be parents. And because they have no self-control, they've grown up in a culture, maybe they were brought up in a non-Christian home. And so for them, discipline is child abuse. Isn't that California? California is so sick and so godless that if a parent spanks his child for doing something wrong, for, you know, blowing up the cat or throwing a brick through the guy, your neighbor's window, and you say, now listen, come on in the house, and you're going to get spanked for that, and you can't play with your Xbox for 3 days. Californians now have been taught that that's child abuse. We have lost our minds. Even Dr. Spock, remember that guy? Dr. Spock said, I was wrong. I was wrong. He said, Dr. Dobson was right. I was wrong. Mom and Dad, listen carefully. Your child, your daughter, your son, it depends on the age, of course, but even from when they're little tiny things, when they go like this, you know, you say, how am I going to know? And by the way, come to the parenting class. How am I going to know when to start disciplining my child? It's so fun. It's so easy to know. Because listen, if you love your kid, you're going to discipline your child. Look, I have never disciplined my neighbor's kids. You know why? I could care less. They're not my kids. But doesn't the Bible say the Lord disciplines his kids? And any kid that's not his, that he does not discipline, is not a child of his. The thing is, we get messed up because from the start we were off the course. This is what you do. When you're a little kid, and you'll know it, those of you, how many of you have kids that are like 1.5 to 2 years of age? Raise your hands. Several of you. So watch this. This is how you know when it starts, when it's time. When you say, when they go over there and they go to reach the vase, and they're so smart. They'll go like this. They'll go like this, and they'll go. Have you noticed that? Am I not telling you the truth? How? What? How? Why didn't he just grab it and run with it? He goes like this. And you go, no. No. And then he goes like this. No. I will. No. No. And they go like this. And then they go like this. And you know what they're doing? They're going, you ain't man enough to take me on. I'm in control here. I'm the one wearing these squishy pants. You don't have it in you to put me in my place. Besides, I'm a son or a daughter of Adam and Eve, and it's in my DNA to do this. You know what you do? You go right over and you go like this. You take their little hand, just as hard as I'm doing it right now, and you go, no. And usually, hear the tone? The tone, and this is just a movement. This didn't hurt them whatsoever. You go, no. And you know what? You know when you won, when the will is gotten, when they go, you're done. It's over. Listen, early little development, mom and kids, you have little kids. Mom and dad, listen carefully. From the when you start out like that, it's easy the rest of your life. It's amazing. And then as they get older, okay, listen, when they're 11 years old and they say, well, I don't have to be home at the time you tell me to. Now, you can say, listen, come over here. You guys, there is always, you might say, well, what if my kid's 18 and he's 9'6", you know? You don't spank them at that age. Are you kidding? Oh, what do you do, Pastor? Like, you knock them out? No. Does he have a bedroom in your home? Does he live in your house? Yes. Then take the door off the hinges. You don't spank them. That's a joke. Yeah, come on, go ahead. You'll break your hand. Take the door off the hinges and say, listen, when you join the human race again, I'm going to put the hinges back on your door. I'm your father. I pay the bills. You keep this up and you're going to start sharing in the bills. No door on your room for 3 days. You mess up again and it'll be off for a week. Choice is yours. Choose wisely. Dead serious. See, I can't believe them. You know, I'm going to get so much mail for this, but let me tell you something right now. The Bible says, in fact, if I ever just be quiet and get to the verse, listen to this. Proverbs 29:15 says, the rod of correction imparts wisdom to a child, but a child left to himself will bring disgrace to his parents. You ever seen a kid that's never been corrected? I challenge you. Go right over here. It's brand new. It's called Toys R Us. It is amazing. You should take a video camera. Don't get caught because I think that's illegal, but watch parents and kids at Toys R Us. The kid starts foaming at the mouth in the parking lot. It's like that little Schmeagol guy in Lord of the Rings.
Precious.
And they get in there and they go freaked out. And they see something, watch the little kids. They'll grab a toy and they'll go. And you haven't said anything to them yet. But you're going to say, put it back. And I have seen, the Lord's my witness, I have seen kids smack their mom's faces when the mom insisted on putting the toy back. After the kid smacked the mother's face, the mother put the toy in the basket. Then I went over there and I smacked the mother. No, I didn't. But do you hear what I'm saying? If you love your child, you are going to, it's easy to instill within them the response of yes. It's another thing for them to learn no. It's good for them to learn no. No, you didn't get the job. No, I don't love you. No, I'm not going with you to the prom. No. Are you with me? It's vital. It's important. Number 10, because we're out of time. A Christian parent continues to influence their children. That's never going to stop. Why? Because we're creating within them a heritage. Deuteronomy 4:9 says, only be careful, God says, and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen and let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Teach your kids and grandkids the things of God. Deuteronomy 4:7. For what great nation is there that God has so near to it as the Lord our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? The influence of God in our lives is huge. Mom and dad, our influence never ceases with them, even though we may be dead and gone. And then Psalm 145:18 says, the Lord is near to all those who call upon him, to those who call upon him in truth. And I want to end with this. It's one of the points I mentioned a little while ago, but you can close your Bibles. We're done. I want to leave you with this. Mom and dad, I talked about surrendering your kid earlier, surrendering them over to the Lord. When time comes, when that man comes into your daughter's life that God shows you this is the guy, or when that woman comes into your son's life and God shows you this is her, the way I just phrased that is assuming that you have the ears to hear what God is saying to you, mom and dad, about your son or daughter. This is the one God has for my kid. When your son or your daughter comes to you and says, you know what, mom, dad, I think she's the one. Now, you guys know the rules. According to scriptures, we are to have our kids to be believers, and our kids are to marry believers. It's rough enough, but the scripture says, do not be unequally yoked together. Amos 3:3 says, how can two walk together unless they're in agreement? And so when your son says, mom, dad, I think she's the one. The Lord has shown me these scriptures. I think she's the one. Stay involved in their lives, but mom and dad, don't withhold them. Well, you know, I don't know. You're only 35. I don't know. Watch out. You got to give your kids to the Lord. And that's what you're doing now. I don't care if you're pregnant to a child or if you're 80 years old and your kids are old. You got to keep surrendering your kids to the Lord.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, sharing some biblical wisdom in a mini-series called Being a Christian While Being a Parent, part of a greater series we're presenting here on Real Radio called Life and the Bible, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, this is a recently completed series by our teacher, and it's now available for purchase in either CD or DVD. You can find out more by visiting us at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org, and read about it right there on the front page, realradioactive.org. And while you're there, be sure and click the graphic that tells you more about our television outreach called Journey. Journey with Jack Hibbs is seen on television and the internet, and we invite you to look into that as well. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.